millions of seniors skip necessary drugs because they cost too much. But that may be changing thanks to Congress passing the Inflation Reduction Act earlier this summer. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Producer Alex Olgan joins me to tell us about the overhaul to the Medicare drug benefit program known as Part D. Alex, how will this redesigned plan help older Americans afford their prescriptions?
Yeah, Dan, so what this law does is establish a cap of $2,000. Starting in 2025, seniors on Medicare each year will only have to spend $2,000 on drugs. Anything above that is paid for by a combination of the federal government, insurers, and drug makers. In 2020, 1.4 million seniors spent more than $2,000 on drugs. So this is going to be a big deal for people who fall into that category.
Alex, you say it's a big deal. What kind of impact is this change expected to have on people?
To give you a sense of what this new law could do, let me tell you about Therese Humphrey Ball. She's 68, a retired nurse, and lives in Northwest Indiana. Therese has been on a roller coaster for the last 19 years since she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, going on and off different drugs. At one point, she had to stop taking her medication altogether because she couldn't afford the drug that was really working for her.
I sat down and literally, not like me, I started crying. I thought, this is ridiculous. I cannot let this happen. I didn't fight for this long to get here.
Predictably, her health got worse. She had trouble with her memory, sporadic muscle weakness, and eventually she had to start taking a different, less effective drug.
Sounds like Therese and patients like her would really benefit from this cap, Alex. But what about the other players in Part D, the insurers and the drug makers? What about them?
Right. Remember, while this is a government program, seniors get their drug coverage through private insurers. So in a nutshell, Congress overhauled Part D because they wanted to decrease costs for patients like Therese and cut Medicare spending, and at the same time, increase the amount insurance companies and drug makers pay when older Americans need expensive drugs.
While that may sound good in theory, insurers and drug makers, Alex, as you know and I know, do not like to lose. How could experts that you talk to for this story see this all going sideways?
Right. There are a few areas of concern. First, insurers could raise premiums. They might also offer skimpier benefits. For example, they could limit the number of drugs they cover. In terms of drug makers, they'll be limited to only raising the price as fast as the rate of inflation. But manufacturers may bring new drugs to market with much higher launch prices. And if that happens, that'll just drive up medical costs for everyone.
Alex Olgan, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Dan.
To hear more about Medicare's prescription drug plan makeover, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.